Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sufficing on eating, or sufficing a little bit of food, a little bit of clothing. In other words, not going to extravagance as far as the food is concerned, our clothing is concerned, our drink, etc. is concerned. So going on with this chapter, today's hadith, very similar to yesterday's hadith, and we'll do one more short hadith. عن أبي محمد فضالة بن عبيد الأنصاري رضي الله عنه أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول طوبى لمن هدي للإسلام وكان عيشه كفافا وقنعا رواه الترمذي. حضرت أبو محمد فضالة بن عبيد الأنصاري رضي الله عنه narrates that he heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that glad tidings be to that person who has been guided to Islam. Very similar to what we said yesterday. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ. That person who has brought Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that he is successful. That was the beginning of yesterday's hadith. Today's hadith is saying that person that has been guided to Islam, glad tidings be to that person. And the next thing is, he has sufficient sustenance, and then he is content. So three qualities. The first is that he is guided to Islam. Second is, he has sufficient sustenance. And the third is, he is content. Very similar to yesterday, وَكَانَ رِزْقُهُ كَفَافًا, that his sustenance is sufficient for him, or he is able to come out with what he is given. What salary he is getting, he can come out. Alhamdulillah, he is coming out. And like that, he is not pushing all the time with the last part of the hadith. The last part of the hadith, وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا أَتَاهُ. This person is content with what Allah Ta'ala has given him. And today, the last part of the hadith is, this person is content. So this contentment is something we explained that is a very, very great ni'mat. Actually, when a person has got contentment, then automatically he's got shukr in his life. When a person doesn't have contentment, then automatically the na-shukri comes in the life. All the time he's chasing, and very seldom he gets a chance to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what Allah ta'ala has given him. So a person who's content with what he's got is actually a person, doesn't matter what condition he's going through, he'll always make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith we'll find that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what a height and what a high level of contentment he had. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma qal, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam yabitu al-layali al-mutatabi'a tawiyan wa ahluhu la yajiduna asha'a wa kana aktharu khubzihim خبز الشعير رواه الترمذي. حضرت عبداللہ ابن عباس رضی اللہ عنہما narrates that Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم used to be hungry for nights in succession. For nights in succession. In other words, no supper, no night food. For nights, to be hungry at night means Nabi علیہ السلام had hardly ate anything for the whole day. So like that, for nights in succession, he would be hungry. And then the hadith goes on to say that his family would not have supper despite the fact that most of the bread they ate was made of barley. Barley was something that was regarded as cheap, something that was very easy to get. But despite most of the bread that they would eat was made of barley, yet they had nothing to eat. In other words, even simple things, the households of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would go to sleep like this. Did we ever hear of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making nashukri, complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? All the time he was making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I should not be from a slave, I should not be a slave that is ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nights, imagine, I was just thinking yesterday, that how many of us can say we even slept one night hungry? Even one night in our life, we slept hungry. Sometimes a person is fasting, he feels a little bit of hunger during the day. But at night, can we ever say that we went to sleep hungry, there was no food to eat? But this was the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But yet he was content with what Allah ta'ala had given him, and he would make shukr for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him. Later on, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, involuntarily sometimes she would cry. After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the world, involuntarily she would cry. She would say that we had eaten a meal, but there was never a time in the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where they had two meals in one day. It wasn't something that was known. She said, now we are eating. She ended up crying, thinking of the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she would say that after consuming a full meal, that when people asked her that, why you are crying? She replied, she recalled the days when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never filled his belly twice in a day, either with bread or meat. Doesn't matter what it was, either it was bread or meat. But it never happened that once in a day he filled up his belly twice. But yet he had a very high level of contentment. So we also who claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we have to go through any difficulties, not that we put ourselves into difficulties, but if we have to go through any difficulties, all we need to do is just reflect on the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that despite his difficulties, he still made shukr. Allah ta'ala has given us so much. What is there for us now not to make shukr? Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.